This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks. Did you know what you were getting into when you took out these loans?
I think about that a lot. I have a lot of guilt and shame over that. I had the mindset, I think, of a lot of 19, 20-year-olds where I had really great expectations for how successful I was going to be.
What's your degree in?
Management and organizational development.
Are you glad you have that degree?
Hell no.
Death, Sex, and Money is the show about the things we think about a lot and need to talk about more. That's how a lot of you feel about your student loans.
This is my dark place.
We asked you to tell us about your student loans, and we heard from hundreds and hundreds of you. You've told us how much you owe.
I am
$10,000,
$80,000, $7,500,
$300,000
in student loan debt.
And you've told us how that debt has affected your life.
I ended up remarrying my ex-husband because I couldn't afford to pay my bills.
Your student loan debt has changed the way you feel about education and about the American dream.
I don't know how else to put it except that I almost made it.
I feel fooled and bamboozled.
We were told that, like, doors would open.
That was not true.
I've done some stupid things in my life, but this is probably one of the largest.
There are 44 million Americans who have student loan debt, totaling more than $1.3 trillion. We have more student loan debt than credit card debt, and that number is growing fast. It's up 170% in the last 10 years. But what we heard over and over again is how alone you feel.
My own husband, he has no idea.
I don't really bring it up with friends.
And so you sort of feel lost and like you totally screwed up somehow.
I don't know. I guess it's just embarrassing and I don't want to tell anyone.
Our student loan secrets. Hear them in our next episode on June 28th. But right now, you can see where you fit when it comes to student debt. Go to deathsexmoney.org/student loans. We built a tool there that will tell you how your student loan debt compares to other Americans and to other Death, Sex, and Money listeners. We also have animated videos of what we've heard from some of you, resources to learn more about student loans and financial planning, and a place for you to share your student loan story if you haven't already. That's at deathsexmoney.org/student loans.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.